a cult language technique called the thought terminating cliche. And this is something where once you understand what it is, you won't be able to unhear it. And it shows up in a lot of really destructive cults where it's this sort of stock expression that's easily memorized, easily repeated, and aimed at shutting down any type of pushback or questioning. This phrase was coined in the early 1960s by a psychologist named Robert J. Lifton. Whenever anybody, you know, would clock a red flag or experience some cognitive dissonance, you know, I really want to believe in this group, but I feel like something is amiss and I want to be able to talk about that. One of these zingy expressions will be served to you by someone with power in that group to shut you down and end the conversation and allow that person to remain in power. So in QAnon, for example, a thought terminating cliche might sound like, well, you need to do your research, or dismissing valid concerns about COVID by saying, don't let yourself be ruled by fear. That's a limiting belief. Who learned pig Latin on the playground as a child? You're instantly filled with this sense of superiority because you know how to speak this thing that other people don't. And that pig Latin doesn't say anything that can't be said in plain English, but the special language itself is what constructs that in group. So if you take that concept and you apply it to a group like Nexium or QAnon, that's when it starts to build and build. And it's the special buzzwords alone are the beginning.